Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Over the weekend, Brooke, I got the Facebook invite for my 10-year high school reunion.
I suspected as such.
We knew this was coming. We've mentioned it on the show. Now it is unavoidable and I'm filled with terror. I've never really felt like I've done enough in the past 10 years. Adding insult to injury is the woman who is organising the reunion, at least the Facebook event, is like a high school girlfriend of mine.
Oh.
And it's got a little section on the Facebook page that says, meet your host. And it's got Kim's profile picture, which is her staring lovingly into the eyes of her current partner.
Ouch.
Who seems to really have his life together. So it's all coming at once.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Do you want to go to this at all?
I do want to go. I just want to kind of not beef up the resume, but just kind of like appear like a big shot.
All right. How long until this again?
This is coming in November.
November. You've got time to achieve some great things.
So I'm starting over.
I think we start over. I mean, keep your career. I mean, being able to say, you know, I'm in radio, that sounds cool enough. You don't have to specify where or anything.
Can I pitch a few things that just come to me?
Go on.
Just reading the description. Now, it says partners are welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't specify romantic partners. It could be broadcast partners, creative partners.
True.
Do you want to come, Brooko?
Do you think that would make you feel like you've achieved more or less because you're like, I'm just bringing my coworker along?
Yeah, I'm actually here for work.
Maybe we hire someone. Maybe we just get a random person and you take them along and you make up an entire story.
The danger is just South Australia. Everybody knows everyone. Because I did think about, I could have them as my beard. But I know they play footy with someone I went to school with and they'll know that friend of mine's a lesbian, so that's not going to work there.
It's all too connected.
It's a lot of that sort of thing. One thing I've noticed as well, though, and this is kind of a condemnation on my high school, the reunion is happening off campus.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, 5-year reunion was at the school. They wanted to, I guess, show off the new science centre and say how much better it is than it was in your day.
Remember how awful that was for you?
Yeah. It's just at a pub. We actually have to pay ourselves $20 each, which is so dodgy.
Rude.
Why not just host it at an alternate venue? Why don't I book out the Mallee Fowl? We do it on home turf. I have all the power. Fewer people are going to come as well
because
it's, you know, it's a 3-hour drive.
I've got another idea for you.
Please, please.
Deny that you graduated school in that year.
What?
Pick another year, go like 2 years earlier, give yourself time and just be like, no, I didn't. I graduated in, you know, like 2015. What are you talking about? Gaslight them.
I played trumpet with a few year eights when I was in year 12.
Yeah.
I know them.
Get them to cover for you.
Yeah.
Buy yourself the time and make them all feel silly because you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm far younger than you guys.
Pretty good. Pretty good idea, Brooke.
Stay tuned.
Glad I came to you with this.